And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
If you listen to any Canadian rock radio station present day for about an hour, hour and a half, you'll end up hearing Finger 11. They're the band that started out as the Rainbow Butt Monkeys. I actually saw those guys at the Lollapalooza T-Bird Stadium. It was back in the early 90s. That band immediately grabbed me. They were unlike anything else that was out rock-wise at the time. The guys eventually decided a name change was in order, and in 1990, Burlington, Ontario added Finger 11 to the roster of cool rock bands from that city, because there's lots. Idle Sons are from there. Walk Off the Earth are from there as well. You've heard 7 studio records from the guys. One is Rainbow Butt Monkeys, 6 as Finger 11. They've had a couple singles do well, big ones, with One Thing, Paralyzer. And then in 2008, they took home a Juno Award for Rock Album of the Year, one of the big ones. Without a doubt, they are a staple of any good rock radio programming, regardless of Canada or the States, just worldwide. Super catchy songs. They are fantastic live. And of course, all the guys are super nice. They're down to earth. They're in it because they love to play music. It is literally that simple. And when guitarist James Black called up, we talked about his first concert. We talked Robert Plant. He shared a scary story about flying to Afghanistan to play a show for the troops. He talked about the shows that he was binge-watching at the time. We had a really good nerd out about Star Wars. We talked LPs and record players, superpowers. We talked touring. And James talked about the first band to really grab him at a young age. Arguably one of the best bands all time, the Beatles. Listen to this.
The Beatles is the paper that I would write the book of rock and roll on, I guess.
Yeah.
My parents, they're from Liverpool, and they, I think, a bit of hometown pride as well as just, it's just that good.
Right.
But it was on all the time when I was young, like the Beatles Revolver 8-track, I think was my first, like, touch of, like, oh, I know where that is. I know when I put it in this thing and press the button, I can hear what I want to hear, kind of thing.
Right.
But 8-track was that weird technology where there was 4 channels, but there was more than 4 songs on the record, so they would go in chunks. So I think, like, Yellow Submarine was the second song out of a 3-song chunk, and I could never, as a kid, figure out, like, why, when I press number 2, the second block, I hear Yellow Submarine sometimes, but not always.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC-approved repair shop. Find them online at TedcoRVSuppliesInc.com.